Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Helen has 2. Faith and Bobcat each have 3.
All right. Helen, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, President Obama denied claims that the $400 million payment sent to blank constituted a ransom.
Iran.
Right. This week, prominent Republican fundraiser Meg Whitman announced she was endorsing blank.
Hillary Clinton.
Right. On Wednesday, President Obama commuted the sentences of 214 prisoners, many of whom were in prison for blank violations.
Drugs?
Right. According to a new report from the Pentagon, at least 33 service members have contracted blank while abroad.
Zika.
Right. 2 Tennessee thieves attempting to sell stolen goods at a pawn shop on Tuesday failed when blank.
Got high?
No, when the pawn shop clerk realized the stuff was his.
Oh!
This week, Luke Akins became the first skydiver to successfully complete a jump without blank.
A parachute.
Right, on Monday, the Washington State Attorney General filed a $100 million lawsuit against cable company blank for deceptive practices.
Time Warner?
No, Comcast. Ooh. After being left in a car by their owner while she ran a quick errand, 2 dogs in West Virginia blanked.
Broke the window themselves.
No, they drove the car straight into the wall of a Walmart. In an incident that proves dogs probably want people dead just as much as cats do. The 2 animals, 2 dogs, which are fine, they're fine, were able to shift the car out of park and slowly inch it toward the Walmart before gently crashing into the wall.
Wow.
Turns out dogs also look at their phones while driving. Bill, how did Helen do on our quiz?
She got 5 right for 10 more points. That gives her a total of 12 and the lead.
All right. So. You flip the coin and Faith is elected to go next. So, here we go. Faith, fill in the blank. This week, President Obama said that blank was unfit for the presidency.
Donald Trump.
Right. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court temporarily blocked a ruling on blank bathroom use.
Transgender.
Right. This week, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called blank's ballistic missile tests a grave threat to Japan.
North Korea.
Of course. After an investigation, officials in Israel said that millions of dollars in aid donated to the World Visions charity were being diverted to blank.
Hamas.
Right. On Sunday, a group of mothers out to see the movie Bad Moms were kicked out of the theater for being blank.
Drunk?
No, for being bad moms. They brought a child under the age of 6 to the R-rated movie. This week, authorities reported that an illegal campfire was responsible for the wildfire currently blazing in blank.
California.
Right. A family in Canada was left unharmed after their camping trip was interrupted by a blank emerging from a nearby cave.
It's not a bear, but I'm going to say bear.
No, it was a shirtless Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Let me tell you the story. So a man named Jib Gobby was enjoying a 5-day hiking trip through Quebec, and they're taking a break, when Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, emerged shirtless from a cave nearby. Mr. Gobby said he couldn't believe his eyes, but he could identify Mr. Trudeau by his voice and also his sweet, sweet abs. The Prime Minister was kind enough to take some selfies with the family before tearing apart their cooler looking for food.
Rawr.
Bill, how did Faith do on our quiz?
Well, she got 5 right, 10 more points, but she had 1 more going in than Helen, and that gives her 13 for the lead.
How many, then, does Bobcat Goldthwait need to win?
5 to tie, 6 to win.
All right.
I wish Trudeau had, like, stumbled out of that cave and said, "I'm the real Trudeau. I've been kidnapped. The man running the country is an imposter."
Here we go. This is for the game Bobcat Fill in the Blank. On Wednesday, federal agents arrested a man in North Carolina for allegedly trying to create a sleeper cell for blank.
ISIS.
Right. In an effort to battle clickbait, social media site blank announced it would be adding a spam filter.
Facebook.
Right. This week, German supermarket giant Lidl recalled their store brand roasted peanuts because blank.
They weren't nuts.
No, because they may contain peanuts. Claiming that the site was biased, angry fans of the new movie Suicide Squad petitioned to have review aggregator blank shut down.
Rotten Tomatoes?
Yes. During a live segment on Turkish TV, a reporter found what she believed to be a notebook filled with secret codes used by the plotters of the recent coup, but what she actually found was blank.
A cookbook.
No. A notebook filled with video game cheat codes. The reporter who found the notebook in a pile of trash pointed out to viewers that it mentioned acquiring armor, weapons, and health. She said they must be references to the nation's army and hospitals. Turns out they're just a collection of video game cheat codes. So while the coup attempt may have failed, we are happy to report that the plotters were able to successfully rescue the princess from King Koopa. Bill, did Bobcat Goldthwait do well enough to win?
Well, he got 3 right, 6 more points. His 9 was an Olympic-sized attempt, but no, he could not catch Faith. She's the winner.
Nobody can catch Faith.